You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
What's good, everybody? The Cooligans Women's World Cup Daily.
Damn, Christian, you talking too much.
Damn, bro. I just learned this about myself today.
No.
Apparently, the man who talks more than anybody I've ever seen thinks I talk too much.
Well, hey, takes one to know one, folks. Look at what I've been putting up with for 7 years.
Bro, we are peas in a pod, Dan Levitard and I.
Bro.
It's nice to learn this about myself.
If you didn't see the Dan Levitard show, Dan said Christian was a gas bag.
Literally the first time in my life I've been called that, but all right.
That's the first time anyone not in black and white has been called a gas bag. What era is that reference from? And I want the world to know that not only did I revel in Christian being shit on, I still stood 10 toes and defended my guy.
Exactly. As I would do for you, and as I had.
Facts. As I have to say, Christian.
As I have had to do for many, many a times the last
That's
few years.
That's why you didn't have to say it. I've seen it in action year after year after year.
So, go check that out. We were on the Dan Levitard show this morning, and it was.
Well, you may not notice I was there, but yeah, I was there. Just letting, nodding as Alexis, Christian spoke. Fast.
Alexis made a cameo. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. It's Christian Polanco featuring the Cooligans, bro.
But go check that out. But thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Another Women's World Cup Daily with the Cooligans. A big day today because we have an exciting show. We have an incredible guest. I'm going to be joined a little bit later by Melissa Ortiz. You've seen her on the Fox Soccer broadcast covering the World Cup on the Fox Soccer Now, I think it's called, or World Cup Now on Twitter. So you've seen her there. She's the homie, played for the Colombian national team. We're going to talk Colombia with our cafetera. Okay, so be on the lookout for that. But we have to start today. England against Nigeria. All right, the first of the colonial derbies that we've been getting, and this is a big game. And look, I thought it was going to be not easy necessarily for England, but it was very much not. And then,
oh really? I thought they were going to get knocked out. I mean, I know we did a. We did a bracket on Morning Footy, and we had England winning the whole thing. But I don't know, man. There were moments in that game where I'm like, yo, it's not looking too good for England. And then Lauren James goes, surfing USA.
I'm swag. Yeah. I'm serving. Because
bro,
she
boy, who dropped the beat, bro?
I look it, that this is the kind of look. England eventually won in penalties, but this has to be the main highlight of the game. Lauren James. No idea what she is thinking here. After she had the ball, Michelle Alozier, she makes a challenge on
look
the ball.
Look at her face. Can we zoom in on her face?
Can we?
Her hands right here. Can you? Are you able to? I'm not sure.
I think so.
Or if you're just watching, get closer to the screen right there. And that's almost like we zoomed in. look at her. She's
no,
like, yo,
can't.
you see what they keep doing to us? You see what England be doing to us?
This photo captures just a, you know, look, at the very least, England was punished for what they did to the Nigerian.
For the first time in history.
Finally, accountability. You love to see it.
I don't know if you heard, the English national team actually took everything out of the Nigerian team's locker rooms and said they're going to put it in museums, dog.
How kind of them, bro.
It now belongs to the queen, bro.
Can't believe they did that. But no, this was the highlight of the game. Obviously, England getting a red card. Lauren James knew as soon as, you know, she got a yellow for this. But as soon as VAR took a look at it and she got the, even before the red card came out, she's like, all right, I know
she started walking to the locker room. She's like, no, y'all right. don't waste the electricity of VAR, bro.
It's just like, I don't know what happened to me back there, but y'all 100% right.
Nah, you're right. Red card for getting too sturdy. I got too sturdy.
Okay.
I fucked up.
I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, it's just, I mean, look, she's a great
player.
It was
unnecessary. It's ridiculous.
She was having the you know, one of the best performances of the World Cup, and everyone was gonna, you know, say like, "Yo, Lauren James is the future of this program," and she was ready to just be a star after this World Cup, especially maybe England even wins the whole thing. Can't make sense of it. I mean, I haven't heard any comments from her or anything, so I don't know exactly.
I mean, what else can you say besides an apology? And also, I've never seen anything like this from Lauren James. Maybe I've missed it. But I've never seen violent conduct. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And shouts to Michelle Alozier, who Franklin Leonard tweeted this out or posted this on X. Michelle Alozier is a holder of microbiology degree from Yale, whose day job is cancer research.
Mm.
Damn, yo, you taking time off from cancer research and they stepping on your back?
How you do that to a doctor, you know?
Damn, Lauren James, you on the side of cancer, dog?
Did cancer send you? Who sent you? Just ridiculous. Though, I've been trying all morning to try to understand what could have possessed her to do this. She didn't put a ton of force. It doesn't matter.
I don't know if you know this. In England, that's called a stamp, which doesn't make sense to me. That's a stomp. You stomped on that dude. You collect stamps. I don't want to collect stomps.
Okay, well, you sending a rent check? What are you doing, man?
Yo.
So, just madness. Look, England eventually wins in penalties.
They played pretty brave down to 10 players as well.
Yeah.
And, yo, Nigeria was threatening but could not get the ball in the net. Yeah. There was one in particular, one shot that went so wide. I was like, bro, whose side are you on?
This felt like the extra time, especially the second half of extra time, felt like just kind of fatigue. They just didn't have the energy to take. They got the ball to the final third, and then they just didn't have the energy to take a clean a shot at goal. And just, yeah, unfortunate. And you know, Alozie also misses a penalty. And it's just at that point, it's just the did you see the winning penalty was from Chloe Kelly, a very interesting run up. Did you see this
she
one leg up?
Captain Morgan, bro. I've never seen anything.
She got one leg up, and then the
show pony, bro. She hit him with the show pony.
She hit them with the dressage a little bit.
Yeah, 100%, bro. Damn, she cantored up, bro.
And then blasted it. One of the best penalties I've seen. Never seen that run up before. We've seen like players like Joseph Martinez.
Pitter-patter. You've seen that? What was his name?
Paul Pogba does the pitter-patter.
Yeah, but who was the dude? Simeon Zaza or whatever his name was?
Simone Zaza. Simone Zaza.
Zaza.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out everyone in the Bronx. Like, what? What are we talking about on this show now? Shout out to, if you're from the Bronx, you know what Zaza means. But yeah, he did the pitter-patter, and then skied it.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, she did not sky. She hit you with the skirt. You're like, did I hit pause on this run up?
Yeah.
And then, boom, I thought my screen was buffering. Bro, I said something wrong with this Wi-Fi. Fuck at that.
You rocketed that ball. It was great. A great pen. Unorthodox, but I'm all for like seeing new run ups, new ways to do penalties, because it can get a little dull. And when somebody surprises you, like, all right. Okay, thank you.
Yo, she's doing something new, bro. Yeah.
I didn't know you could change the game like this, but dope.
Hit you with the remix, bro.
Congrats to England. A big win. I mean, in winning in penalties, the U.S. could not do it, but England did. Let's see how far they can go. But look, especially Lauren James, of all people, needs to chill a little bit because she might have she might end up chilling a few more games longer than she wants, but we shall see.
Hey, you know what? Maybe she's a little bored of the women's World Cup, maybe a PTSD of watching it. So she flips over and says, yo, let me see what Messi's up to over in League's Cup. You feel me?
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, not only are, you know, this Messi is shining for Inter Miami, but also FC Dallas players are shining for Inter Miami.
Inter Miami, yeah, man. Bro, I've waited my whole life to get on the end of a Messi cross, bro. Especially if you're an FC Dallas player, you're like, yo, we don't care about this competition. Let me get this quick Messi. You got a side jersey where why I scored a goal off of his corner and I played for the other team.
Yo,
know what I mean?
I'm going to be showing this highlight to my kids forever.
Yo, forever. Yo, check me out. Scored an own goal, bro. I looked amazing. In fact, after this, I went to the locker room and I chilled with ice cold Chris Coors Light.
That was the move, okay? Because the Leagues Cup is going on. We're all watching, obviously, Messi week after week continue this unbelievable storyline, and it's nice to do in ice cold Coors Light because you know it's perfectly cold enough to drink when those blue mountains show up right on the side of the can or the bottle. All right,
yo, you saw me on social media. I was at a cookout this weekend, bro. Stuck my hand in that cooler, pulled up a cold Chris Coors Light, and you know how it was cold and crisp because the mountains were blue, baby. Time to go enjoy myself. Watch this Leagues Cup game.
Alexis being an influencer on the internet.
You know, more like a winfluencer, bro.
Boom. Let's do it. This summer.
Love yous only.
Stay passionate and stay refreshed with an ice cold Coors Light, the official beer of Leagues Cup 2023. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/Cooligans.
You heard him. He said CoorsLight.com/Cooligans. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
All right. Now, let's go to our conversation. Yeah. The crowd goes wild. Yeah. They're like, yo, that was the best ad read I had ever seen.
Oh, my God. I never seen it. It was seamlessly transitioned.
Everybody's like, run it back. Run the ad read back. Yo, that's how good
I would listen
read
to just ad reads from you guys, bro.
Okay, let's get to – this is not an ad read. Let's get to our conversation with Melissa Ortiz, who we spoke to right in Sydney at the Fox Studios. So shout out to Melissa. Thank again for joining us. But here it is, my conversation with Melissa Ortiz.
Now's the time to start your next adventure behind the wheel of an exciting new Toyota hybrid. With the largest lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and electrified vehicles to choose from, Toyota has the one for you. Every new Toyota hybrid comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance, an exclusive hybrid battery warranty, and Toyota's legendary quality and reliability. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. See your local Toyota dealer for hybrid battery warranty details.
Welcome, our next guest. Absolutely thrilled. The Women's World Cup Daily shows have been wild with great guests coming through. And we even got somebody coming through from the Fox studio in Sydney. Okay, absolutely. That's right. Look, it checks out. It's all real. Look at this. But shout out to, one of the correspondents for the Women's World Cup on Fox. También la puede ver en MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. The homie, a dear, dear friend. Please welcome Melissa Ortiz. Melissa, ¿qué tal?
Muy bien, gracias, Christian. Thank you for the intro.
Oh, no doubt. How are you doing? It is, just so you know, full transparency, we're recording this right now at 1 a.m. Eastern time after the Netherlands South Africa match. This is the only time that works when anybody in Australia, it's either right now or very early for you. That works for anybody that you know, everybody's very busy with World Cup stuff. But real quick, yeah. So far, how has it been? The World Cup has been wild. Obviously, upsets, great games, Colombia thriving, which we'll talk about in a second. But how have you experienced this so far?
Oh, it's been amazing. Just the experience in itself. What is it? August 6th here. I got here July, I think like 20th, something like that. I feel like it's gone so fast, but at the same time, when you're covering so many games, you're like, oh my gosh, here goes another day. Here goes another day. Like, and we're covering on our show on Fox Women's World Cup now on our Twitter show. We cover every single match. So it's a lot of work. It's a lot of prep. It's a lot of studio hours. But man, do we have such a cool team. It's with Jimmy Conrad. It's with Leslie Osborne, myself. And then we'll have guests come in from also our the TV show. So we have Heather O'Reilly, we have Karina LeBlanc, we'll have Carly Lloyd, we'll have Kate Gill, Australian former player. We'll have Ari Hinks, two-time World Cup champion with Germany. So, yeah, we're just stacked with talent and good vibes all around. I feel like it's just like a nonstop like soccer, but like laugh fest as well, because the vibes are flowing and Sydney's obviously like so beautiful here. So incredibly grateful to be here and incredibly grateful for my job. I can't believe I get paid to do this.
It's a good gig. It's a good gig. I'm very, yeah. As soon as you were announced going over there, I was very, very proud and very, very happy for you. And I love what you're doing with your time there, because not only is Colombia thriving and obviously finished at the top of their group, but you mentioned Ari Hinks real quick, and I want to just talk about it. I couldn't find the clip before we, but maybe I'll put it in post, but Ari Hinks was dancing salsa. Because of the bet, obviously, Germany, you know, getting knocked out, and everything. But, what do you think of her moves? What was the initial response? Cause this was pretty adorable.
Girls got moves. Like, honestly, I freaking loved it. It was funny because like, she obviously went in like full of confidence, like, yeah, you're not going to see me dancing. And like, not going to lie, like low key, I was also like, yeah, what are the chances we're actually going to beat Germany too? You know? And when it happened, this is funny. When we won, she was working linear. So she was on the TV set, which is literally like a 2-minute walk away. It's like right around the corner. And I was here on the digital set. And we won. Colombia won. Ari's on TV. I jumped out of the chair as soon as the whistle blew. I took off my mic and I ran. I like ran to the TV set, and I saw that they were just getting unmiked too. So they were off broadcast. And all of a sudden I'm running and I started screaming, "Vamos Colombia, hijo de puta! Vamos Colombia!" Like I start yelling, right? No, but this is the best part. Everyone's like scared because they're like, who is this random ass chick? Like running and yelling, first off, right, in Spanish, second off, and third off, like security. So like this one, I was running while screaming, and I'm running into the TV broadcast, which is obviously secured with security people. Mm-hmm. And Ari sees me, so she already sees me. But dude, a security guy who's like probably 6'5" grabs me as I'm running and grabs me, and he's like holding me. I'm like, let me go. And like I hear someone from afar like, let her go, let her go.
Dude, it was like, I thought we had a wild Latina on the loose. We didn't know.
literally me here. It's me. But dude, no. It was so funny. And she was she was such a trooper. She was like, man, you guys deserved it. Like,
yeah.
You know, she obviously the next day did the dance. She did a salsa dance, which mm-hmm. was our bet. If Germany lost, she would have to do a salsa dance on air, and she did it, and I was so proud. Like she owned it, and it was fun. And
I mean,
it was good.
You were mentioning it. I just want to, you know, so everybody can look at it. And
makes sense. Oh, she gets head out of
it. Oh my God. It checks out. Okay.
It makes so much sense.
Absolutely incredible. Yeah. Not only, you know, obviously having this moment and obviously, you know, you played on the Colombian national team. On a more serious note, what are the feelings that you're going through right now with the challenges that, you know, and fight with the federation that you've had personally? And you're obviously a big, big advocate. So this success, but with also the challenges, what are the emotions like for you? Maybe some of the players on the team, players that you've played with. How are you feeling and with, you know, grasping all of it?
Yeah, it's a really great question. It was a bit of an emotional roller coaster for me. You know, after they won, I was just full of adrenaline, like full of just happiness and pride. And another bet that I made actually to start off this story is before the game kicked off, I told the entire production team, I said, guys, if Colombia wins, we all going out tonight. Okay. And because the next day kickoff wasn't till like the evening. So we actually had like the full first half of the day off or a later start. I said, if we win, we're going out, and we won. And I even said it there in that video, like, we're going out tonight. And so I Google a place, find a Latin spot full of Colombian fans. There's so many Colombians in the city. It was like music bumping. You know, I had a few whiskeys and it was great. I was just loving it. And I was so happy. And then I got home, like, from the bar and everything later that night and, like, totally fine. And I actually just came to realization, like, holy shit, okay? Like, we just beat the second best team in the world. Linda Caicedo just scored an absolute cracker of a goal.
Yeah.
Like, there were so many emotions that came to me, but, like, in completely opposite spectrum. So I had one emotion that came to me that was just like pride and happy and like, holy crap, this is amazing. And then the other emotion of like, wow, like this would never happen if we wouldn't have spoken up. This would never happen if we didn't fight for like more support from our federation, for a league. There was so much stuff that we had been through. I know you've interviewed me years ago, probably like 5 years ago point of all that. And, you know, everybody listening could check out that long interview, which was I spilled the beans on everything practically. But and then I also had the type of emotion that many people or players don't talk about, of like the fear of missing out, like a FOMO of like, oh, my gosh, I'm still young. And I wish I in some way or form could have been playing and experienced that moment on the field and not through the studio. So it's like there's so many emotions. And one of my best friends is Isabella Echeverri, and we're the two that led the fight against the federation in 2019. And she was blacklisted. You know, I'm completely hated at the federation. And a few others are blacklisted. And I was talking to her all night, and she's on Miami time because she's working with Telemundo. And she was up. And she was like, Melly, I'm going through the same emotions as you, like so proud, so happy, yet also feeling like, man, I could have been there. But at the same time, this is all worth it, because if it wasn't for us like voicing and having the courage to speak out and say, we need to be paid, we need to have our flights paid for because we used to pay for our own flights, we need to have consistent trainings, we need to have friendlies, because there were, after World Cup or Olympic cycles, we used to go over 600 days without a training camp.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Yeah. And so now you see Linda Caicedo, the superstar. She was 8 or 10 years old when I was still playing. And, you know, we paved this way for players like her to be so good and to be a world-class star and to play at Real Madrid. And not just her, amongst other players that have shown their talent. But I'm just so proud of this Colombian team, of the team. There's still so much work that needs to be done. You know, the federation is nowhere where it needs to be, and that's for certain. And I'm also grateful because, you know, as much as I say I wish I could be there, I'm so grateful to be in the position that I am as well, to have used my voice, to be an advocate, but also to still use my voice and be here with Fox and all the great things accomplished.
And the best part is that now the Colombian Federation has to watch your friend Isabella and you on two absolutely gigantic platforms be reminded about these stories and stuff like that. So I'm hoping like for a lot of, you know, unfortunately this is the story with a lot of the federations, for a lot of the women's teams, that not only are they finding success in the tournament, but they're also like battling at home with their own federation. And hopefully little by little we're getting less and less of these stories, and you know, you are very much a huge part of that. So shouts to you for all the work that you're doing. Uh-huh. But the other thing I want to ask before we go is Lionel Messi, not only are you in in Australia doing some awesome work, but you were just in Miami in Fort Lauderdale for Messi's reveal, and it was rainy and whatever, and your abs made an appearance. We all know the abs were prominent. Okay, people were like, Messi, who's abs are those? They cut off your face and your abs were there. It was so funny. But that, please, what was that experience like for you? Because I haven't had a chance to talk to you about it.
Oh God, it by far is one of the best experiences I've ever had in my professional, let's say, post playing career. It all just happened. Inter Miami reached out to me, like weeks before the event, and as soon as they offered it, I was like, wow, this is incredible, you know. And they had a hat full of talent And they came to me and they said, you're first on our list. And I'm like, holy crap. Like, what's going on? You know, I don't know if Messi requested me. I mean, we could find out now. it honestly was, I want to say, like, the craziest / most epic event of my life. And when I say crazy, like, if many, I mean, I guess billions of people all tuned into this event, and we all know that this massive hurricane rolled through and like kept on delaying the event. And when I say like crazy weather, I grew up in South Florida, so I know how this all goes, but like, this was bad. This was real bad. And I was a little scared at the time when they were doing my hair and makeup, because I was like, is this event going to go on? And I'm like literally crossing my fingers, because I'm like, if they postpone it to like tomorrow, I'm flying to Sydney in the morning. I'm like, this can't happen. This show's got to go on. I don't care if there's lightning, you know? And so thank God it happened. And it's the whole show kind of got changed around because, you know, because of the lightning storm, they had to disconnect a lot of the electricity. You know, there were points where the audio was going in and out, and the audio was going in and out of the stadium because of all the issues from the storm. Everything was working like 3 hours before that. We did a whole rehearsal and a whole rundown, like, easy peasy. This is going to be amazing. Right, and like, all of a sudden I'm on stage. There's no audio. They're like, no, toss to here, toss to there. Like, audio is in my ear at the same time I am hosting like this world event. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is going on? But yeah, it was raining, and I don't know. People ask me like if I was nervous, and honest to God, like, I wasn't. I felt just so much adrenaline and hype, and I felt at home because I grew up in South Florida, and the DJ was spinning some good reggaeton at the time right before I got on stage. So I was feeling the music, feeling the vibes. I had already seen Messi pass by. He already said hi. Beckham was there. Like, I already saw all of this. So like, I just felt like my life, all the work that I've done, and Christian, you know better than anyone else, you and Alexis, you know, you guys are some of my first friends when I moved to New York City from South Florida. And I just felt like it all kind of came together, and like all the hustle and all of just everything that I've gone through all just came in that night. And it was epic, and I'll never forget it. And I had my entire family there, from my brothers to my parents. Not many people know this, but like, my dad bawled out crying, and my dad is blind, and so he could only hear.
Oh wow.
So yeah, so, and like, he's like 95% blind, and so he could only hear my voice in the stadium, and obviously the roar of people and Messi talking, and I wasn't up there in the stands, but he had told me when I saw him after the event, he said, I don't really cry, and I know my dad doesn't really cry much, and he's like, and I've only cried a few times, you know, with things that you've done. And one was my wedding, and the other one was that night. That's how emotional it was. And I couldn't go to sleep. I couldn't go to sleep that night. Adrenaline was rushing, and I couldn't.
Yeah, yeah. If you ever had a kid one day, you'd just be like, no, I wasted all the tears on Messi. I'm sorry, I can't cry.
Seriously.
Sorry, you should have been here soon. I don't know what to tell you. No, that's absolutely beautiful. No, I mean, and I know exactly how you feel, because it's one of those things, you know, Alexis and I doing stand-up all these years, and then having the moments, those milestones of just like, holy crap, all that work paid off to just like get to this moment. And both of us couldn't be prouder of you, for you, and yeah, keep crushing it in Sydney, and we'll welcome you back when once League's Cup is over and the World Cup is over, and you'll be back at MLS doing great work there too. I want to make sure you give a shout out, because not only are you a former player, not only are you an analyst, pundit, bilingual queen, you also make coffee. You own a coffee company. So Kickoff Coffee.
I do.
That you,
wait,
you start...
can I, wait, wait, stay right there. Stay right there. Stay right there. Hold on.
Yeah. Go for it.
I brought it. Because we're having it here.
Okay, look at that. All right. Always, you got to have the merch ready. All right. but yeah, Kickoff Coffee. Anybody watching or listening, go check it out. I know Alexis has had the coffee. I don't drink coffee, so I'm not the cafetero that I should be. But you know, I'm more of a tea guy, matcha, but maybe, you know, I gotta at least try it at the very least. I just like I just never got into the culture of coffee. So but is there anything you want to I don't know how to pitch coffee, but if there's anything you want to say about it, please, I'm all
ears. So you're saying we won't hire you for PR then?
Probably not. You want some silly jokes about coffee, I could probably come up with it. That's about it.
Yeah, everyone that's listening, Kickoff Coffee Co. is a coffee company that my two co-founders and I started during the pandemic. It's an incredible bridge between soccer and culture and coffee. And what we do is we serve or sell, I should say, e-commerce. So we ship right to your door specialty grade coffee. And when I tell you specialty, I'm telling you the good stuff. And it smells so good. Like, honestly, the box arrives to your door and you're like, holy crap, I need to open this and like eat the whole bean right now. I'll even eat the whole bean. No, it's good. And we donate 10% of our coffee profits to soccer foundations all over the world that use soccer as a tool for social opportunities and growth and impact. So it's an incredible thing that we started. We're still growing. And we want to offer a discount, of course, to the soccer cooligan peeps, to the La Familia.
All right, cool. Yeah. What? How can people get the discount? Like a discount code or something?
Yeah, there's a discount code. I hope I don't butcher it because I just saved it. But we'll do. It's cooligans. So write cooligans in capital letters, and then 15 for 15% off.
All right. Amazing. Thank you so much, Melissa. Shout out to Melissa for hooking everybody up with some coffee. So go to Kickoff Coffee and use the promo code COOLIGANS15 for 15% off. All right. Look, thank you so much to the Queen Cafetera. Appreciate you. Thank you so much for taking time. I even rocked. I got my Millonarios.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Let's end this call right now.
My best friend, Santa Fe fan.
We're rivals.
My best friend's from Bogota. This is his team. I figured I'd rock.
Just end the call. Bye.
Shout out to Melissa Ortiz. Thank you so much. That was so fun. Dope. I mean, she's right there in Sydney. I was just happy the internet worked so well from someone calling him that far away.
Modern Marvel, bro.
Which is crazy. Did you know that Australia has, there's a stadium called Marvel Stadium, and I thought it was just like, what a Marvel or whatever, but it's like literally Marvel. Like all the superheroes.
Yeah, the superheroes.
It's all
that. Did you know there's a time zone that's half an hour ahead of the other time zones in Australia?
I did know that. I did hear that too.
It's ridiculous, bro. It's ridiculous. Yo, meet me at 8 o'clock. Don't you mean 7:30? I'm not doing this for Steve.
Get your act together, Australia.
Don't nobody use your dusty time zone, bro.
You ain't even a real time zone, bro.
Yeah, bro. Get out that damn time zone, bro.
So shout out to Melissa. Thank you so much for joining us. We have to wrap up. And just to remind everybody, we will talk about Australia, Denmark tomorrow. But shout out to Australia, obviously, for winning that game. That was big. But we have some thoughts as well. We just ran out of time today. Obviously, a bunch of games tomorrow. We will talk about them. Women's World Cup Daily, the Cooligans here every day. Make sure you subscribe to the Cooligans podcast. Subscribe on YouTube. Shout out to everybody watching on DraftKings Network as well. Anything else? Leave a review on Apple Podcasts. We've been getting a lot of great feedback. Download the episodes. Do whatever you got to do. Okay? Hit the play button. Hit the download button. Great.
What helps us most? Whatever it is, do that. Leave a review. Subscribe. And download that damn episode.
Downloads. Buy an external hard drive to collect all the Cooligans episodes that you need. All right.
But we're so much doper than Pokemon, bro. Gotta get them all, dog.
Doper than Pokemon. Let's go. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. We will be back tomorrow with another great episode. So we'll see you then. Peace.
Love you guys.